He was one of the most revered artists of the late 20th century in his search of visual perfection. From documenting the New York queer scene to photographing iconic music artists like Patti Smith, Robert Mapplethorpe's works can now be seen at the Art Gallery of New South Wales in a new exhibition, The Perfect Medium. Isabel Parker-Phillip is the co-ordinating curator of the gallery and joins you on the line now. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
So for people who don't know, who was Robert Mapplethorpe?
He was something of an elusive character, and in his work, he really did set the visual tone of that era. And in doing so, he moved between divergent social worlds, and he was as at home in the high society of uptown galleries and the uptown art world as he was in downtown leather bars. Because Mapplethorpe was a photographer who used the medium to really document and examine his own personal identity. And he was enmeshed in the creative hotbed of New York in the 70s, and he lived with Patti Smith, his long-term muse and dear friend, at the Chelsea Hotel, that infamous kind of mix of musicians and poets. But he also chronicled later shifts into the 1980s with cultural icons and artistic figures like Louise Bourgeois and Cindy Sherman and Yoko Ono. So his work really does provide a kind of partial pantheon of the cultural figures of New York in the 70s and the 80s, as well as being a way for Mapplethorpe to examine his own identity, which at that time included the way that he examined his own sexual identity, which was a radical gesture at that time.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the queer community then, and he also did a bit of the kink, documented the kink community. What was it like for audiences back in the 80s and 70s to be exposed to that in that way?
Well, Mapplethorpe was always interested in producing work that was somehow challenging to audiences, but even when he was making provocative work, it was tempered with perfection. Now, Mapplethorpe's photographic practice can't be disentangled from his interest in the photographic medium being a way to express and capture form. So Mapplethorpe was photographing members of the queer community, which was a community in which he was himself a participant. These aren't voyeuristic photographs. They're not taken from an outsider's perspective. These really are documents and tributes of the people and the community in which he was enmeshed. And at the same time as he was photographing works that were intimate acts between people, he was also photographing portraits of people around him, including self-portraits and floral still lifes. And the different thematic preoccupations that drove him throughout his career really were part of a singular and coherent vision. We can't talk about Mapplethorpe and simply photograph on and simply concentrate on one element of his practice, because it was really part of this broader pursuit of using the medium to pursue beauty.
Yeah. So Mapplethorpe, he's shaped the progression of photography. In what way has he kind of achieved this during that time?
Well, he's been influential in really cementing photography status as fine art and in ensuring that it's taken seriously by institutions and by the art world, because he never saw the camera as simply a means of documenting the world around him. Mapplethorpe's photographs aren't snapshots. You know, everything within the scene has been considered and choreographed. And he often would talk about using the medium almost like a sculptor uses marble, because he was using the camera to delineate and craft form. So all of his works are as much about what they depict and what we see in the image, whether that's this radical political gesture of drawing attention to and celebrating queer narratives, as it is about using the medium to shape new form and to play with composition and to play with geometry within the frame. And that's really been sort of galvanized subsequent generations of photographers who also explore the expressive potential of the medium.
Yeah. And in this way, how's it kind of shaped modern art then?
Mapplethorpe's influence has been broad and long-standing. He died at the age of only 42, really tragically, in 1989, at the height of the AIDS crisis, and he died due to AIDS-related conditions. But his work has a profound legacy that is both political in the way that it's enabled photographers but also other artists to continue to explore their own identity through their work, but it's also been artistic in the way that he's renegotiated how we think about the photographic medium as not simply being something that passively records the world, but being something that contributes to the broader narrative of art history.
You mentioned before Patti Smith was one of his infamous muses. In what way did they kind of influence his art?
He was, Patti Smith and his relationship is one of the kind of iconic mythologies of that era, and it's immortalized in Patti Smith's beautiful memoir, Just Kids. And the two really were so involved in each other's personal lives and creative lives from the very beginning. And Mapplethorpe's photographs of Patti Smith are so entrenched in how we think about her fame. You know, you can't think of Patti Smith without thinking of that iconic photograph of her that Mapplethorpe took on the cover of her debut solo album, Horses. Mm. And in Mapplethorpe's photographs of Patti Smith, he does play with subverting gender codes. And that's an element of his practice that also filters through in his photographs of other cultural icons and in his photographs of other muses, including Lisa Lyon, who was someone he met in 1979. And she was as important a muse as Patti Smith was. Mm. And a whole section in the exhibition is dedicated to Mapplethorpe's relationship with Patti Smith, as it is to his relationship with Lisa Lyon. And in a similar way, Lisa Lyon was a kind of cipher that allowed Mapplethorpe to subvert gender codes. And she was an athlete. She was the world's first female bodybuilding champion. So she had an incredibly muscular physique that Mapplethorpe either amplified or offset through costumes and staging. So she, like Patti Smith, really did enable him to explore this element of his practice that's really central to the way that he treats the body as this kind of malleable or pliable form that can be read in different ways.
Yeah. Now, you worked with the Jean-Paul Getty Museum and the RM Foundation in the US to bring over this exhibition. How was it kind of curating it together, deciding which works to bring over?
Well, it wasn't just those two institutions. It was also the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. So there are a lot of people involved. But it was, this exhibition really is a response to a landmark acquisition that the Getty Museum and the Los Angeles County Museum of Art undertook in 2011, which was really historic because the two institutions combined forces and joined together to acquire the Mapplethorpe estate, which is quite an unprecedented move on behalf of those institutions. Mm. But it means that this whole bulk of material, including archival material, not just some of his most iconic and exemplary works, are now in public institutions. And this has enabled greater research and an ability to look into his practice with more depth. So the show is really quite a comprehensive survey, and it traces the trajectory of his practice and plots out the way that his aesthetic vision started to develop from his really early works that were made around the time he was enrolled at the Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, before he was even working with photography, and he was working with assemblage sculpture and collage. And so as it follows Mapplethorpe's career, the show really does explore how his eye and how his pictorial vocabulary developed. But what's wonderful about this show, and which is part of the has been the joy of working with these institutions, is that we've been able to bring out a lot of archival material that showcases his working methodology and his more experimental impulses, and also show that his personality and his personal life were so indivisible from his art.
Mm. Well, it sounds like an amazing exhibition, but Isabel, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
My pleasure.